Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
It was 1974, and farmers in China were digging a well when they stumbled on one of the greatest archaeological discoveries of the century, a life-size army made of clay, built and buried by an ancient Chinese emperor. Alex Nergis is executive director of Virginia's Museum of Fine Arts.
There are 8,000 figures that are buried in the three separate parts of the mausoleum, but only 10% of his burial mausoleum has been excavated, so we have no idea how much, in terms of riches, still lays buried in the earth.
But some of those riches that have been uncovered are now on display in Richmond, Virginia.
And you're about to take a journey 22 centuries back in time. You're going to join the first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huang.
The VMFA has brought 120 ancient artifacts here, a third of which have never traveled outside China before. The exhibit is the result of more than 8 years of diplomatic work by Nergis and the museum's curator for East Asian art, Li Jin.
It requires a lot of staff's work from China and the United States.
The exhibition is filled with ancient ceramics, bronze vases, jade, jewelry. Jin shows me an intricately carved bronze bow.
And with a turquoise inlay. You can see in the center.
That's beautiful, that stone.
Yes, and then inside there is usually metal small balls. So when the chariot move, all this equipment making beautiful musical sound.
You know what I find fascinating is this intersection between history, archaeology, and artwork.
Right, this is a special about this show, and we are trying to really assemble objects from important tombs, and then it will tell so much history.
The most dramatic part of the exhibit, though, is 10 of the terracotta warriors, totally unique, life-size individuals. William Neer worked on the exhibit.
Every face, every garment, it was handcrafted by different craftsmen. And then each figure is supposed to represent certain components of the Qin Dynasty.
My mind's blown by the detail. Like, I can see strands of his hair.
Yes. Yes, so larger parts of the body and the heads, for instance, were made from pre-made molds, but then additional details such as hair and fingers and that very detailed armor would have all been added afterwards by hand. And yes, the hairdos are quite impressive. You'll see some astonishing buns and hats and things like that.
The exhibit, Terracotta Army, Legacy of the First Emperor of China, will be open through mid-March. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.